Staff at Ipswich Girls Grammar School and Ipswich Junior Grammar School will go on strike today after negotiations between the Independent Education Union and the school failed to resolve concerns. Teachers and school support staff are seeking automatic pay increase for experienced staff, a cost of living adjustment payment, and flexible access to leave. The staff began strike action last month. Organizer Andrew Elphinstone said that while strike action was the last resort for the union, their employer's failure to negotiate with staff meant the union was left with no other choice.
Noosa Council is increasing its campaign against illegal camping by towing away vehicles parked overnight near Noosa National Park, a popular beach lookout in the Sunshine Coast. The council has now declared 9 popular beachfront parking lots near the national park as tow-away zones from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. after campers continuously disobeyed no camping regulations. The council's local laws manager, Rob Smith, said illegal campers who breach these restrictions will have to bear significant costs to recover their vehicles.
In national news, Bill Shorten has been forced to defend the hiring of a speechwriter by Services Australia after revelations that they would be paid $600,000 over 2 years were made in Senate estimates. The speechwriter, who has written speeches for 4 prime ministers, was contracted by Services Australia but assigned to Shorten, who was the minister for the NDIS. They are expected to earn almost double the salary of the highest-paid speechwriters in the agency, which employs more than 200 media and communication staffers. Shorten has claimed that he wasn't involved in the hiring of the speechwriter, but they do, quote, a very good job. A spokesperson for Services Australia claimed that the salary is reflective of the specialised skill set of high-caliber speechwriters.
According to a recent report, Australia must immediately raise money for the Defence Force in order to boost the military's capabilities. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute yesterday published its Cost of Defence report, which states that although the country's intentions for future military funding are outstanding, there are dangers for the next 10 years. The federal budget released last month included an alleged agreement by the government to increase defence spending to 2.4% of GDP and an additional $50 billion for the following 10 years. However, just 5.7% of that will be used in the upcoming 4 years, with the remainder of the funder designated for the 2030s. This could result in financial difficulties for the Australian Defence Force in the years to come.
In international news, thousands of homeless people have been displaced across Paris as the city prepares for the upcoming 2024 Olympic Games. Campaigners allege that authorities are undertaking a social cleansing as police dismantle tent camps and remove sex workers from the networks within the Île-de-France region. A report by the collective Le Réveil de la Mardi stated that over 12,500 people have been removed over the last 13 months, with efforts intensifying since April. Paul Alozi, a coordinator at Médecins du Monde, said those considered undesirable were being bused to temporary regional centres in an attempt for the city to appear as flattering as possible.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.